Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is my help. God bless you and good afternoon to our listeners. You need to know today that all of our help comes from the Lord. Whatever we need, he will supply. And we thank God for supplying us with another day, with our life, health, and strength, and with the activity of our limbs, and certainly with a mind to serve him. Good afternoon again, and God bless you. Welcome to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and certainly we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Our call-in number is 619-924-0800. We are glad to be here on this afternoon to share with you the good news and the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. For those of you that have tuned in for the first time, you can reach out to us on social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on Tumblr as Global Gospel. Global Gospel is syndicated on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. And certainly you can listen to our show anytime, a day or night. It is there for your listening experience, for your learning experience, and for your spiritual growth. And so we thank you for sharing. If you'd like to reach out to Global Gospel, you can reach out to us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. And certainly that is how you can reach us via mail. If you'd like to email us, you can email us at globalgospel17@gmail.com. That's globalgospel17@gmail.com. Okay, we want to take the time out to shout out just a few of our sponsors on today. Certainly, if we the first on the list, we want to shout out Abyssinia. We want to shout out MPT Enterprise. We want to shout out Third Lounge. We want to shout out Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services. We want to shout out Nevaeh's Cake Creations and also Malini's Factories. Shout out Brother Marlin, Brother Ryan. Shout out to Sister Lois Glenn Carter, Sister Natalie, and certainly to all of you listening. Shout out to the Stevenson family, the Townsend family, the Norman family, the Locke family, the Wiggins family, the Brinson family, the Allen family, the Natalie family, the Scott family, the Furman family, the Davis family, the Bowers family, the Watson family, the Cox family, the Thompson family, the Green family, the Johnson family, the Latham family, the Hernandez family. Let me know that you are listening. Certainly, we will give you a shout out. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, the Carolinas, Florida, Georgia, California, Michigan, and Illinois. Shout out to you. Brazil, Spain, South Africa, India, Japan, Nigeria, Kenya, Mozambique, just a few of our listeners. We thank God for you, you, and you, and we pray that something is said to help you and encourage you along the way in word or in song. We want our listeners to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but certainly we pray that it blesses you in a very special way and that it meets you at your place of need. For those of you that have tuned in to Global Gospel for the first time, our theme scripture here is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and we highlight verse 3, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. That is our theme here, and if you read a little further, it says, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So we are here today with the gospel of Jesus Christ, with the glad tidings. We are not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew and also to the Greek. The gospel is for the rich, for the poor, for the black, for the white. The gospel is comprehensive. It speaks to your place of need, your financial need, your spiritual need, your housing need, your employment need. The gospel is there for you. And certainly Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And we are here today because we believe God for abundant life. We believe that we shall not die, but we shall live and declare the works of the Lord. And so we thank you for tuning with us this hour. And certainly we know that the hour goes by really quickly sometimes. And so we want to want you to know that we don't want you to log out just yet, but certainly we do have a blessing today in person. We have a very special guest that is going to share with us in a few minutes after we hear from hear this next selection. And certainly we started out by saying Jesus is my help, Bishop Hezekiah Walker and Love Fellowship. And certainly now we're going to hear this. Thank you. And we'll be back with our special guest. Townsend, and our special guest is in studio with us on today, and that's why we want to shout out. There's some people behind the scenes that make this possible, but shout out to Sister Sakima Napper as well. But thank you, Lord, for the connection and all that he's done for us. God bless you, special guest. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
That's awesome to hear. And for those that didn't catch the voice, tell our listeners who you are and where you're from.
My name is Pastor Susan Davis, and I am from Fentimer Riches, New York. and I pastor a mission in Mastic Beach, New York, Church of God by Faith.
Awesome. So we thank you, Pastor Susan Davis of the Church of God by Faith, all the way on the eastern end of Long Island. For those of you that don't know, Cinema Rich is in Mastic. And certainly we thank God that you are here to share with us today. And we know that you have a message for our listeners. So at this time, we are going to turn this portion of our today's episode over to you, and certainly give us what God has given you. Amen.
Amen. I'd like to thank Reverend Lamar Townsend for inviting me to Global Gospel. Also, Marlon Townsend and my niece, Sakima Napa. I am indeed grateful for this opportunity to speak to you about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, there are things that the Lord require of us, and we are tested to see if we qualify for the things that he requires us to do in the way he requires us to live. And I've chosen for a scripture today, St. Luke, the 10th chapter, verse 30, and I'll be reading down to verse 37 for your hearing. And verse 30 says, "Then Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out two denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said to him, take care of him, and whatsoever more you spend when I come again, I will repay you. Three, do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said, he who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this word on today, Lord. I ask that you speak through me, Lord Jesus, those that hear this word today, Lord. Let them not only be a hearer, but let them be a doer as well. I thank you and I praise you for this time and space you've given me in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. You out there in radio land, the Lord is looking for his people to be a nurturer. Nurturing is caring for and encouraging the growth, development of an individual. So I thank the Lord, and I thank God for this word that the Lord has given me about nurturing. You know, there are many, many gifts that the Lord give the body of Christ, but you don't hear much about nurturing. That's a very, very important part of the of work that the Lord want us to do, to nurture people. And in nurturing them, we can win souls for Christ. Now, here in this chapter, Jesus gives a parable to a lawyer who asked him a question about who was his neighbor. And after telling him to love his neighbor as himself, he told him about man. that was traveling on the road to Jericho. And this road that he was traveling on was, it was steep, and it was called the Bloody Way. This road was very dangerous because robbers infested the countryside. But yet still, this man decided to travel this road. It wasn't safe to travel this road. It was an 18-mile journey. And this man, he met up with some bad men, all his clothes. After stripping him of his clothes, they wounded him. They stole from him, and they left him half dead. They were merciless to this man because all they had on their mind is what they can receive from someone that was traveling by themselves. He was left there helpless, unable to continue his traveling. And while he was lying there, a priest passed by. And that priest saw him, the road, and kept on going, showing no compassion. Not long after the priest passed by, a Levite, he passed by too. And he saw him and looked on him, saw what condition he was in, and he passed on the other side with no compassion. These two men showed no mercy nor compassion for this man lying there helpless. You know, we're living in a day and time now where a lot of mercy and a lot of compassion is not being shown for people that are hurting. But God sent a Samaritan, came where he was. He showed compassion on him. He bound up his wounds, started to nurture this man. He poured water. He poured oil and wine on him. And he set him on his beast and brought him to an inn. He took care of him. He gave the host of this inn some money to take care of him after he left, and made a promise to repay him that was needed to continue taking care of him. Now, Jesus, he asked this lawyer a question. He said, which of these three was neighbor to him? The one that showed mercy. Jesus said, go and do likewise. I'm here to tell you out there in radio land, it's time for us to do some nurturing to the people that are hurting out there. And there are a lot of people that are hurting in our community. Some are hurting in our family. And God is looking for us to do some nurturing, whatever it takes. You might have to spend your money. You might have to spend your time. But God is looking for us to get the job done as being a nurturer. You know, I'm reminded of a young lady that was in a coma for 5 months. And this pastor came to me and asked me, he said, I'm going to give you an assignment. He said, I want you to go and see about her. She's in a nursing home, a rehabilitation. And when I went to see her, I didn't expect to see her in the condition that she was in, and I knew the lady. But you know what? Nurturing is a process. Just like this man took care of this man, I don't know how long it took him to get where he needed to go, but he didn't just see after him. He encouraged the man. Say that in the scripture, but there's no way you can start doing something for a person and not speak to them. I believe he gave that man some good encouragement. He gave him hope. And that's what the Lord is calling for us to do. Give encouragement. Give hope to people. Well, this lady, when I went to see her, most times she was lying in a fetal position. And her head had been disfigured because she had been operated on. And it wasn't pleasant to look at. But I made sure I didn't look at it with a disgust feeling in my heart. I looked on her with compassion. and plus she was left blind. And I went to see her more than once a week, and it was quite a distance for me to travel to see her. But God had given me an assignment. And not only did he give me an assignment, this was a test of the fruit of the Spirit for me. How much love did I have in my heart? How much love was I willing to show this woman that had hardly any visitors and was lying helpless in a bed? Had children that she couldn't see about. Job was to nurture her back to health. Spiritual health and natural. And I proceeded to do everything God gave me to do for her. Well, I'm here to tell you today, she has been restored. She's not in that nursing home anymore. One son finished college. One son is in college. But I thank God for all that the Lord has given me to do. It's a lengthy story, and I won't tell it all. But know this, the Lord will place you where he needs his servant to be. Are we willing to serve and be a nurturer for Jesus Christ? He's looking for nurturers out there full of hurting, deep hurt. Some of it sounds unbelievable that they're going through. But the Lord put them in our path because he knew we had what it takes to be a nurturer. Well, I'm grateful for this opportunity that have been given me today. And I hope the words that have been spoken have been an encouragement to you to help this hurting world, that we will draw them to Jesus. Be encouraged.
God bless you. God bless you. We hope
back
that
into
you
the
are.
Hands of Pastor Townsend.
God bless you. God bless you. We hope that someone was encouraged by that. We'll be right back. Remember, it doesn't cost very much to be kind, to show compassion, and show mercy. Stay tuned. Very much. Oh, it don't cost very much.
will do will come on back to you. And it don't cost. Don't cost very much.
For those of you who have just joined us, our special guest today is Pastor Susan Davis of the Church of God by Faith. And certainly she has shared with us a dynamic message this Saturday afternoon telling us that we should be nurturers. And her topic, Luke chapter 10, verse 30 to 37. And certainly there is a message. And if perhaps you just tuned in and you missed that part, certainly you can immediately after this episode at the 2 o'clock hour, you can log on and certainly listen in again. And if you want to call us and give Pastor Davis a shout out on today or a word of encouragement or a question or concern, our number is 619-924-0800. And certainly, Pastor, we thank you for sharing that message, which is, as you were speaking, I thought about a few people. Certainly, we've all, many of us have been to the hospital, and I thought about one person I went to see in the hospital. And like you said, you don't even, sometimes when you go to the hospital and visit people with tubes and machines everywhere, you don't even know who they are. But it's a blessing when you can see how God restores people and life goes on. And
yes,
their looks come back to them. Amen. And
yes,
certainly I thought about another time, and you talked about, we know this story as the Good Samaritan. And I believe it's in, I can't think of the town right now, but Good Samaritan Hospital is here in Long Island. Can't think of it right now.
Yes, it's East Islip, I think it is.
East Islip. And so one time I went to visit somebody there, and they didn't even know that they were in the world. Certain their brain was swelling and everything, and certainly God mm-hmm. brought them out. And so it's
praise
good to
God.
Hear a testimony of what God has done and what he can do and what he will do. And I'm sure you agree. And certainly we are. Certainly we thank you for sharing that experience with us. And so our listeners here today, they may know a little bit about you from the message that you just shared, or they may have known you before, but you are from the Church of God by Faith. And how about you tell our listeners where you're located and your service times and your location and contact.
Okay, we are located in Nassau Beach, New York, 391 Neighborhood Road, but we are not we are not going back in the building yet. But we also have a radio station, WLHS Radio 1, and we've been on the air for 2 weeks, and we will be doing some broadcasting and ministering on the air for those of you that would like to tune in and listen to us on the air.
Awesome. That is a great work you're doing. Tell us that information again for your radio.
WLHSradio1.com.
Awesome. WLHSradio1.com. And that is, they can contact that through the internet, correct?
That's correct.
And certainly we do look forward to all the ministry that comes from WLHS. And certainly, is there any one that you would like to give a shout out to on today? Perhaps some
I
of
would
the,
like to
go ahead.
Yes, I would like to give a shout out to Deacon David Watson, who is our internet engineer, and Minister Anzella Watson, who is one of our ministers. And I would like to give a shout out to my daughters, Lathenia and Felicia Davis, and all the ministers and lay members that I know.
Awesome. So we thank God for all those people that are connected to you and to the body of Christ and all those that are doing a great work. And certainly our number in studio Once again, 619-924-0800. Let Pastor Susan Davis know that you are listening on today, and certainly that that the message was food for your soul. So, Pastor, we've been navigating through this pandemic, and you, as well as other pastors and ministers and lay people, those that are in church, out of church, and certainly what has been your message to those that have been displaced and lost in this particular season?
Well, my message to people, because I also do street ministry in three different locations every week.
Okay.
And
okay.
I've been encouraging people to seek the Lord and accept Jesus as their personal Savior, because the fulfillment of the scriptures are happening at a very rapid pace. So if ever was a time to seek the Lord, it is now, because we see the scriptures being fulfilled.
That is so true. Certainly we do need to seek the Lord while he may be found, and call on him.
That's right.
While he is near. And certainly there is the answer is always in the scriptures. And certainly people
That's
can
right.
give advice, but it may not be godly advice. It may be their opinion. But you can't go wrong with God's word. We have a caller here. God bless you, caller. How are you?
Greetings. Praise the Lord, Pastor Thompson. This is Sister Lois Glenn Carter. All glory and honor to God. I want to bless God for this platform that you have provided. Certainly want to say hello to Pastor Davis. I do not believe that I've had the opportunity to meet her while I was on Long Island, but I certainly enjoyed the word that she shared with us on today, and I will be reaching out to her directly to just be able to add some additional wisdom to the people of God when we do find our family and loved ones in situations and where they are hospitalized and or infirm, how we can be better prepared to bring clarity to situations and peace to situations as the Lord would have us to do, because he is not an author of confusion. But thank you so much for today, Mr. sharing the word on today, and it was a joy being able to listen on today. God bless you.
God bless you, too, and thank you for calling in.
God bless you. Thank you, Sister Carter. Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services. Pastor Davis, you mentioned
yes.
to us that you do street ministry. And certainly, where are you located during those ministry moments?
Well, I do those ministry moments in Shirley, Long Island, Coram, Long Island, and Bellport. And
okay.
what we do, we minister for 15 minutes, and then we have food set up for them to go along the line and get food, and we encourage them and pray with them as well.
That is awesome. And certainly, go ahead.
And this is year-round. If only the time we're not out there, if the weather doesn't permit us to go, but we're out there, and I've been doing this for 21 years.
Amen. Well, God bless you. We thank you that you are out there giving people the natural food and the spiritual food. And if there's someone that would like to connect or volunteer with you, how might they do that?
They can contact Lighthouse Mission. They're a mission without walls, and they're in East Patchogue, but they have a website. You can go on there and contact them, and they will, if you want to volunteer, they'll give you one of their locations. I think it's like 12 or 13 different locations, so there's plenty of work. The Bible said the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few, and we always have to pray for more people to come and volunteer, because you know, people get excited about being a volunteer one or two times, but when they see it's longevity, then they get burnt out quickly. But those souls keep coming. They come from out the woods. They come from incarceration. They come from shelters, all walks of life. And we have to show the love of Jesus out there, even if they get mad and tell us off. We still have to show the love of Jesus at these outreaches. Selves and pray for the people. We'll be able to give them a godly answer and be humble and serve them with humility.
Awesome. Well said. And certainly we are going to take a break. And we know that the hour is coming to a close swiftly. And so we're going to take a break. And we're going to come back with our number in studio, 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. Stay tuned and be blessed.
That kind of faith makes you know my presence, and his mind, oh my, generous of his life. Listen, I'm standing on your promise. I'm existing on your word. Everything that I speak, I believe you give it to me. Now in the Father, we look better that the kingdom is mine, and it's mine. Oh, mine. Oh, Lord, it's harvest time. Oh, Lord, I've come to receive. Patiently waiting for the harvest. I've got that Hebrews 11 and 1 day. That kind of faith.
Sharing with us on today. As we come to the close of the hour, we have a caller. God bless you, caller.
Yes, good afternoon, Reverend Townsend. Good afternoon, Pastor David. This is Marlon Townsend calling in. I have not had the opportunity to quite meet you yet in the physical. However, your niece speaks very highly of you, tells me all the time how much she loves you, how much she appreciates the work that you are doing. And I appreciate the work that you are doing from a first responder point of view. You never know who you're going to meet or how you're going to have to cater to their needs. But I do appreciate you doing the work and getting your hands dirty in the community.
All right. We thank you, Marlon, for sharing with us on today.
Praise God. Thank you so much.
And again, we thank all of you, our listeners, who are sharing with us. I think we might have had a little technical issue, but that's all good and well. And so, Pastor Davis, we thank you for, taking time out of your busy schedule. We thank you for serving the people and meeting them at their place of need, providing them with food and certainly an encouraging word. And it's so many times as the years go on, people have a little bit stepped away from street ministry. I'm sure you would agree.
Yes.
And certainly,
yes, they have.
And certainly there is definitely still a need for that, because so many people are just not going to come to the four walls of the church. And so we have to be that light wherever we go. And so before we conclude, are there any nuggets that you would like to share with those that are in ministry right now as well? And perhaps they may feel like they're not. A lot of times people say that I'm not being used, and which I don't really know what that means. But anyway, what would you say to our ministers that are out there as an encouragement or as wisdom?
I would encourage ministers and pastors, evangelists, to go where people are gathered that are seeking help, because I've been pastoring close to 30 years.
Wow.
But I found my growth came through prison ministry and street ministry, you know, understanding why people do the things that they do, go to places that they go, and why, how they have come to the lowest form of life. Be a humble person to help them in whatever state you see them in. I found it to be very rewarding for me to know how to deal with men, women, young girls. It has done great things for me. I can't express all that has happened to me over the years had I just stood behind the podium and preached. Something happened to me, and I'm so grateful for the Lord like giving me a renewal of myself, and it has made me a much better person as I grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You really want to be a spiritual giant? Get out there amongst the least of the people, those that's not smelling good or looking good or not speaking right. You know, don't know which way they're going. And you say something encouraging to them. Give them some hand warmers, some foot warmers, and how they appreciate it in the food that we give them. It's so rewarding. I'm not saying passing behind a podium isn't rewarding, because you win souls. But the souls that's out there in rags that need clothes, you give them clothes. It's an encouragement to know how much they appreciate you coming out there and thanking you. And I tell them all the time, just thank God I'm just a servant of the Lord. It will change your life. I grant you that.
Awesome. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to give you, our listeners, a little time to regroup yourself. I'm going to give you about 1 minute. I'll take a 1 minute break. And certainly we're going to come back, and certainly Pastor Susan is going to close us out in prayer. Again, we are on Spotify, we're on Google Pay, we're on Google Play, Apple iTunes, we're on www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. And certainly we want you to connect with Pastor Susan Davis with Church of God by Faith, with Lighthouse, with WLHS1 Radio. We want you to connect, and certainly God has put us here to connect with each other and to do it better together. All I want to do is do his will. Stay tuned.
Amen.
Time to give you praise.
Franklin, certainly we heard from a few people on today, and certainly we thank God for you and for you. Thank you to our caller, Sister Lois Glenn Carter. Thank you, Brother Marlon. You still there, Marlon? Again, thank you for all those that have listened in, to those that have shared, Sister Sakima, to those that are around the country, around the world, yep, around the globe, in the north, south, east, and west. That's you, Marlon? I think you say yep. All right, anyway. So Marlon is our PR person, and so we thank God for you and you. And so at this time, Pastor yes, Davis is going to give us her closing comment, and she's going to pray us out.
Certainly, I am indeed grateful for this opportunity, because you may not believe it, but the Lord have our listening ear just where we are needed to hear. Praise the Lord. He said, he that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. We are the church, and we are the people that God has given his word to. And I hope that everyone that's under the sound of my voice have been an encouragement. The Lord saved us that we might go and get others saved. He didn't save us just for us to hold our hands and wait for him to come and rapture us up. Word God, G-O-D, means go and do. You switch it around. You switch G-O and D-O out of that three-letter word. It means go, do. Do God's bidding, because he don't have another plan for his work to be done except through his people. Be encouraged today, you out there in radio land, and I want you to know that I love you all with the love of Jesus, and there's nothing you can do about it but love me back. Praise God. And with that, I will close in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, and I praise you, and I magnify you, and I glorify your name. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for our coming together here on this radio program on today. Lord, I know that you are with us. You promised that you would be always with us, even to the end of this world. And Lord Jesus, you said in your word to go into all the world and preach the gospel. You said the laborers are few. Lord, the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers, they're few. And you said, pray to the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers. And Lord, I pray today that you would send forth your laborers into the vineyard in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said, ask and it shall be given, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be open unto you. And Lord Jesus, I know that you are able to do all things but fail. You hear the righteous cry. And I thank you and I praise you for the conviction that has come upon each and every one of us that received this word on today, Lord. Let us have no peace, no rest, Lord, until we accomplish the things that you have given. In Jesus' name I pray. I ask that you bless this pastor and this radio broadcast, Lord, that it will reach into the hedges and the highways in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I just grant you praise and bless them financially and spiritually that this broadcast will continue to flourish. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Susan Davis, for taking time out of your busy schedule. Every Saturday, 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Time, Global Gospel, www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Come home. Andre Clouds, God bless you. Until we meet again.